Stay tuned for Mystery Theater.
Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to another hour of mystery and suspense, to an incredible tale of terror among the world-famous granite statues of the secluded Minotti Sculpture Garden in the forbidding foothills of the Colorado Rockies. The silence of the night is suddenly pierced by the frantic cries of a woman inside the caretaker's cottage, trying to call the police. Our mystery drama, Taken for Granite, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Hank Warner and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
There's a lot of free spirit at your Buick dealers. If you're ready to buy, he has lots of bright, shiny 1975 Buicks and a nice selection of used cars, too. If you want a checkup for your present Buick or to get your car in shape for a trip, his service department has everything it takes. Free spirit at your Buick dealer. It's part of every deal. Living free.
Let us join the group of tourists in the charter bus parked in front of the Hotel Barrett in Barrettsville, the Colorado Mountain Resort. They are waiting cheerfully and unaware that the one member of the group who has not yet boarded the bus is doomed, if she shows up in time, to take the last ride of her life.
Attention, please. Are we all here? Now, we should be 24, yes? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 20, 22, 23. Oh, still one missing. Always one missing. It's always Miss Masterson. Oh, that young lady will be the death of me. It's just not fair to the rest of you. Well, I ought to go see what's keeping her. Oh, here she is coming out of the hotel. Hurry!
Oh,
hurry!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just...
Oh, get in. Always excuses. Okay. John, we go now. Angelo Minotti was born in Florence, Italy. At the age of 20, his genius as a sculptor was discovered by Silas Barrett, the eccentric gold mining millionaire and art collector who brought Minotti here. After working for 15 years, Minotti completed his monumental work. More than 50 life-size nude granite figures depicting the universal life cycle of mankind from infancy to death at old age. We are almost there, about a half mile up this side road. The sculpture garden was open to the public for less than 1 year until Silas Barrett's young wife and Angelo Minotti mysteriously disappeared. Silas Barrett ordered the garden closed for as long as he lived, 12 years. The sculptures and the parkland were bequeathed to Barrett College with a proviso that permission to visit the sculpture garden could be granted only by the chairman of the Fine Arts Department, currently Dr. Janus Kellerman. Oh, here we are. Now, please remain in the bus, everyone, until the gates are open.
You can park right there.
Are you the caretaker, Pietro Franzoni?
At your service. Signora Mannerheff?
Yes.
Dr. Kellerman phoned me you were on your way. Would you like me to escort you?
Thank you. But that won't be necessary, really. Dr. Kellerman gave me these pamphlets about the exhibits.
As you wish, Signora. If you should need me, I will be in my cottage. I must lock the gate.
Are there any other gates?
No, this is the only gate. There is an iron fence all around the park. When you're ready, your driver can blow the horn. I'll come back in my jeep. It's not far from my cottage here.
Thank you. Oh, dear me, it's clouding up. Do you think it will rain?
Well, could be, maybe. Thunder shower. Over soon. I'll go now.
You can see on your pamphlet the diagram of the exhibits. Now, we will go down this broad path to the self-sculpture of Minotti at work. Then, along the groupings of the life cycle statues. Then, to the fountain. The exhibits are numbered and explained. Behind the curtain of water, falling over the brim of the huge saucer-shaped bowl, are seven male figures straining to support the saucer, some straining with greater effort than others, reflecting Minotti's philosophy that not all members of society are equally burdened. Oh, we'd better hurry back to the bus. Come, hurry! Hurry, everyone, hurry! For heaven's sake, Oh, we're just in time. In the bus, close the door. John, blow the horn. We'd better start back. Oh, my, that was close. Now, let's see. Are we all here? Now, 22, 23. Oh, no, Miss Masterson again. Oh, this is too much. This is too much.
Are you leaving now, Signora? I shall open the gates.
One of our group is missing. Did you see her?
A young lady? I didn't see anyone. Do you want me to look for her? What's her name?
Helen Masterson. No, wait. Do you have a telephone?
A telephone? Yes, Signora. In my cottage.
I must teach her a lesson. We will not wait. She can telephone for a cab and pay for it herself. Open the gate, please.
Are you sure?
Please, unlock the gate. Anyone here? Hello? Hello?
Come in. You are so wet.
Yes.
You're shivering. Did you get lost?
Yes, I missed the bus.
Come close to the fire. I will put more wood on. Oh, you are cold. Would you like some brandy? Here, drink. It will warm you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, your clothes, they are very wet. Here, I have a warm robe. You go into the other room and take off your wet clothes. We will hang them by the fire until they dry. Your clothes are not dry yet. More espresso? You can try it with a little more brandy.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, this is such a charming room. I just love these animal figures. The frog, the turtle, that cat. They're simply magnificent. Who did them? Minotti?
Minotti? No. I made them. I am the creator.
You? They are beautiful.
You are surprised. I understand. You wonder how Pietro can do it with only one good hand, no?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had...
Oh, that's all right. Look, three fingers on my right hand are no good. Crushed. They can no longer hold a hammer.
Crushed?
Well, a long time ago, when I came to this country, I was an apprentice to Minotti. A big block of granite fell on my hand and crushed my fingers.
Oh, how awful. What a terrible accident.
It was no accident. Minotti was careless. Careless? But sometimes I think he was not so careless. I think he knew what he was doing.
But why? Why would he let something like that happen?
Because he was jealous. He knew Mr. Barrett liked my work. He heard him say so many times. Oh, Minotti, he was a great genius, but... Que sera, sera. Mr. Barrett and Minotti, they built this cottage and made me caretaker here. As you can see... I am still caretaker.
But you are an artist. These animal figures. If you don't carve them, how do you make them look like sculptures? I just adore this turtle.
You like the turtle. Here, for you, take it. A present.
Oh, thank you. I just love it.
You are an art student? You are simpatico. I will show you my secret.
Secret?
Come, I will show you my workshop. In here.
A studio. What are these machines?
This one crushes stone, makes granite chips. This is a grinder to grind the chips and make the granite like sand. The turtle, feel how heavy it is. Like stone, but not solid stone. I will show you. I take the granite sand. I mix in very thin lacquer, like this, in a blender. I put the mixture in the paint sprayer, so... Put a real live turtle on a table like this. Now, you watch and you will see. Spray turtle, so... Now it is wet. I sprinkle a little bit of dry powder. It will soon dry and look like before, but a little bit heavier.
How ingenious. And the frog, the cat, the dog, the birds, same technique?
Mostly the same. I experiment sometimes with taxidermy before I use the spray.
Well, this has been a real pleasure, Mr. Franzoni. My clothes must be quite dry by now.
Miss Masterson?
What is it?
May I ask about your art school?
What?
Have you ever modeled at the school?
Oh, now and then. Why?
If you will forgive me, Miss Masterson, I can tell, even with the robe on, that you have a most beautiful body.
Oh, thank you. It really is rather average.
No, oh no, it is beautiful. Please, do not be offended. I would like, if you will permit me, to make a plaster cast of you, please, as a remembrance.
Oh, that's very sweet, Mr. Franzoni, but I really must be getting back to town. If you call me a cab, we're all going to a square dance after dinner.
I beg you, please.
But why a cast of my body? It will take too long. Why not a death mask?
I work fast. It will not take long. Then I will drive you back to your hotel.
What will you do with the plaster cast?
I will reassemble the sections and spray the entire cast with my granite solution. It will be the centerpiece of my first exhibition.
Well, if it really won't take too long.
Oh, thank you, Miss Masterson. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to trouble you.
Well, not at all. Not at all. What can I do for you? Did your group enjoy the visit to the Menotti Garden? Too bad it rained. Would you have some coffee?
No, thank you.
You seem upset.
I'm afraid I am quite upset.
Oh, why?
One member of our group, Miss Masterson, Helen Masterson, is... Well, she's missing.
What?
She didn't come back on the bus with us.
Miss Manerhoff, are you telling me you left her there? Actually, left her there?
I'm afraid so. I'm afraid something terrible may have happened.
Horrified Dr. Kellerman has our sympathy. We can understand his agitation. All he probably can imagine is that another mysterious disappearance inside the sculpture garden will revive the notoriety and scandal of the still unsolved mystery of Mrs. Barrett and Angelo Menotti. As for Miss Masterson, it does seem that for the role of a devotee of art for art's sake, she is well cast. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Hi, I'm Burl Ives. You know, nothing perks up a meal like an exciting side dish. And I'd like to tell you about one your family and your guests are sure to love and keep on loving. It's Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. It's a mouth-watering mixture of Uncle Ben's converted bran rice, wild rice herbs, and seasonings. It's the kind of side dish that can make an ordinary meal a great meal and can keep a great meal from becoming ordinary. In fact, Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice is so good, they tell me that most everyone who tries it comes back for more. That's because there are no compromises in quality. But that's the way Uncle Ben's does business. So, to make an ordinary meal a great meal, try Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice. And to make sure you get the quality ingredients and good taste I've told you about, make sure it's Uncle Ben's.
Are you ready to play on the hottest team in town today? The New York Bets. Any season at all, you can drop around or you can even call the New York Bets. If you want to have the kind of fun you haven't had yet, then OTB is bound to be your very best bet. So come on in and join the crowd. What a horse he's set. We're the New York Bets, we're the New York Bets, the New York Bets.
This is Henny Youngman. The only thing more convenient than OTB's many offices are New York's 10 million telephones. To open an OTB telephone account or to find out more about one, call 212-245-7900.
So come on in and join the crowd. Oh, what a horse they set. We're not the New York Mets. We're not the New York Nets. We're not the Nets, not the Mets, not the Jets. Oh, we're the New York Bets.
Hey, ma'am, what you got?
What's for dinner? ShopRite Supermarket suggests whole grade A frying chickens, 43 cents a pound. Serve it with fresh tender broccoli, 45 cents a bunch. Or ShopRite frozen peas, cut corn, peas and carrots, or mixed vegetables, 24-ounce bags, 2 for 99 cents. Other ShopRite values this week include all grind Savarin coffee, 1 pound can, 99 cents. Armor Maricare bacon, 1 pound package, $1.29. Rake Stone Sour Cream, pint cup, 49 cents. ShopRite Frozen Sole or Flounder Fillets, pound package, 99 cents. It's ShopRite.
She loves the family. She wants the best. She does all that she can do. She lets ShopRite do the rest. Hey, Ma, what's for dinner? ShopRite has the answer.
This is John Scott. Be sure to join me at 8 o'clock tonight for the latest news from the WOR New York newsroom.
Dr. Kellerman faces a dilemma. Recovering from the first shock of being told that a missing tourist was last seen inside the sculpture garden, he must decide whether to call in the sheriff at once or further question Miss Manerhoff himself. He has decided on the latter, which puts him at a decided disadvantage. After all, the curriculum of his fine arts department could hardly include a course in the fine art of murder.
I simply cannot understand why you left her there. It's a totally irresponsible act, Miss Manerhoff.
I know. I know I shouldn't have. I asked Franzoni if he would call a cab for her to take her back to town. Doctor, I'm afraid I was very annoyed. But she was not at breakfast this morning. I asked the hotel manager to check her room just before I called you. Her room had not been slept in.
Well, that is strange.
Well, it's happened several times on our tour, going off on her own to dinner and not sleeping in her own room. But she has always showed up at breakfast.
Mm. Well, I suggest we approach this in orderly fashion.
Yes.
Well, first, let me call the caretaker. You can listen on the extension.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Kellerman, Pietro.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Listen carefully, Pietro. Greta, the guide on the bus yesterday, is in my office listening on an extension. Now, I have some questions.
Yes, Dr. Kellerman?
Did you see a young lady, Miss Masterson, after the bus left?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Miss Masterson. She came to the cottage in the rain. She said she lost her way. She was very, very wet. She was here a short while until her clothes dried in front of a fire.
Well, did you call a cab for her?
I tried, but the line was busy. I was afraid she would get sick, so I drove her back to town in the Jeep.
Well, did you drive her to the hotel? Are you there, Pietro? Did you hear me? Did you drive her to the hotel?
It stopped raining when we got to town. She said she wanted to do some shopping. I let her out on Main Street near the hotel.
Yes, and then?
I stopped at a drugstore for aspirin. I bought a bottle of Chianti at the supermarket and drove back here.
Well, thank you, Pietro. Well, there, you heard.
Yes, I heard.
I'd better phone the sheriff.
Did you hear, Miss Masterson? Dr. Kellerman, he just called me. Greta was listening. They are wondering where you are. What happened to you? What could I tell them, Miss Masterson? That you died in the cast? That while I was putting the plaster of Paris on your face, some of it got into your nose, and that I went to make some fresh espresso while the cast was drying, and you died? It was not an accident, Miss Masterson. I was careless. Careless.
That's all we know, Sheriff. What I told you on the phone. Unless Miss Manoff is...
No, I can't think of anything else, Sheriff.
By the way, Doctor.
Yes?
I checked drugstore and liquor store on my way here. They both confirmed Pietro's story.
Well, I never doubted it, Sheriff.
Yeah, it's routine. Well, guess we might as well put out an all-points bulletin of her description.
Well, I should tell my home office. If she is missing, they'll want to alert her parents in Columbus. I'd better be getting back to the bus.
I'll see you to the elevator. I'll be right back, Sheriff. Well, we look forward to another visit with an art group soon.
We plan to, Dr. Kellerman. Oh, you have a magnificent sculpture garden.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thanks again.
Goodbye. Well, she's gone.
What's on your mind, Doctor? What you sweating about?
Her clothes. Her bags. Why she left them at the hotel?
Yeah. That's not good, Doctor. If she doesn't show up at the hotel by 3 o'clock, I'll go over her room with the manager. Maybe a note, a clue, letters.
You know why I'm so upset about this, Sheriff. You do know.
I understand.
She must be found. Now, it's taken years to live down the mystery of Sarah Barrett and Minotti. You know that we can't afford to have that revived. Particularly now that the Chamber of Commerce wants the garden reopened to the general public as a tourist attraction.
Yeah, well, we'll do the best we can. I got to go now. I'll phone you after I see the hotel manager.
Kellerman speaking.
Sheriff Talbot, Doc. Just gone over Miss Masterson's room. Not a thing. No note, no letters, clothes and bags still here. Looks bad, Doc.
I was afraid of that.
I'll phone Manerhoff tonight at the Broadmoor. According to her schedule, the group will be leaving there in the morning.
Yes. She'd better be told. Thank you, Ben.
Thought you'd like to see this, Doc. It's a newspaper clipping I got in the mail this morning from the police chief in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Homer Masterson of Rosewood Heights reported today to Police Chief John Murray that their daughter, Helen, has been missing for the past 2 weeks. Miss Masterson is reported to have disappeared during a chartered bus tour of art exhibits in the West. Well, these things have to come out sooner or later, I guess.
At least there's no mention of Barrettsville.
Keep your fingers crossed. Well, thanks for bringing it over, Ben.
Keep in touch. Bye.
Jane, you can tell that young man, Dr. Larson, to come in now. Sorry to have kept you waiting, Doctor. Have a seat, please.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm on vacation.
Oh, backpacking, eh?
Yeah.
I'll just put it down anywhere. I've got your card here. Here it is. Dr. Arnold Larson. assistant curator of Cincinnati Museum of Fine Arts. Well, and how is Dr. Murdoch? We were classmates at Wisconsin, you know.
Oh, he's fine. He sends regards.
Well, then. What can I do for you?
When I told Dr. Murdoch I'd be spending my vacation backpacking through the Colorado Trailway, he suggested I drop by to see you.
Good.
And, of course, the Menotti Garden.
Why, naturally. Now, when would you like to visit the garden?
Well, any time it's convenient.
This morning?
That'd be fine.
I'll have one of the men drive you out.
Dr. Larson, I will open the gate. Well, welcome, Dr. Larson. Excuse me, I must lock the gate again.
Well, this is magnificent.
Yes, magnificent. Oh, your backpack. I'll take it to the cottage.
Oh, thanks.
Then when you finish, come back to my cottage, yes?
Yes, thank you.
You have a map of the garden?
Uh-huh, in the brochure.
Very good. You start that way and follow the sign.
Yes, I'm sure I'll have no trouble.
All right. I'll see you later, Dr. Larson. Ah, Dr. Larson. You've gone a long time. Come in. Come in, please. I thought maybe you'd be back for lunch.
Well, there is so much to see. The time passed so quickly.
You've had no lunch, then. Here, you will have some antipasto and a glass of wine.
Oh, huh? Sounds great.
Good.
Well, that was delicious. I didn't realize how hungry I really was.
Mochianti?
Oh, yeah, half a glass. Oh, that photograph on the wall of the statue of a man, is that a Menotti, too?
It fools you, too.
Fools me? Well, what do you mean?
It's me.
What do you mean, you? It's a sculptured statue. Oh, you mean you did it?
No. No, come. I will show you in my workshop. Come.
Hey, that's quite a studio.
Mm. Here now, behind the screen, hanging on the wall.
What is it?
Here. Hold it. Feel it.
Well, it looks like something made out of a skin suit.
That's right. A rubber skin suit, like divers use. The outside covered with granite powder, sprayed on with lacquer.
Incredible.
See, I put on the skin suit. It covers my whole body, also my head and face. Then I spray, set up a camera for time exposure. The photograph, you see, it's me. It's a joke, Dr. Larson, a joke. I have fun. I make what art critics call a living statue. I like to experiment.
I must say, that photograph sure fooled me. Well, I guess I'd better be going now.
Please, you have a few minutes, just a few minutes. I'd like to show you a more serious experiment.
Oh?
Here, behind this stone wall.
Behind the stone wall?
This big stone opens like a door. Now wait, I will put on the light. You see?
A statue of a woman. It's beautiful.
Touch it. Go ahead, touch.
Well, it feels like granite. Looks like granite. Is it sculptured granite?
No. Plaster cast, sprayed many times with granite powder spray. Good?
Well, I don't know what to say. I am impressed. I'd like to come back sometime to learn just how you do it, if I may. But I'd better be on my way, and thanks so much for everything.
I would like to ask a favor, Dr. Larson.
Favor? Well, what is it? Oh, don't you feel well? You look sick.
Why?
Your eyes look...
One favor, please.
What?
Would you permit me to make a plaster cast of you?
I mean, the lady is so lonesome.
Me? A cast of me? What a crazy idea. Hey, let go of me.
I will not hurt you, please.
Let go of me. Get your hands off me.
No, no, do not leave.
Let me go, damn you. Let go of me.
No, stay. Stay.
You're hurting me. My neck. My neck.
I do not mean to push you down. Please. I'll help you up. Do not die, Dr. Larson. No, no. I do not want him to die, Miss Masterson. You believe me, yes? I only want to make a cast so you are not lonesome, Miss Masterson.
It seems our young man didn't quite believe in art for art's sake. Or was he simply one of those social drinkers who can't take even a small glass of wine without getting plastered? I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
In Popular Library's best-selling novel, 34 East, a ceasefire line is drawn in the Sinai. On one side, Egyptian and Soviet troops. On the other, Israel and its American allies. Then, Arab fanatics kidnap the President of the United States, forcing the great powers to start the countdown for nuclear war. The suspense reaches a shattering climax in 34 East, the international bestseller, now in paperback. 34 East. Read it today while it's still fiction.
This is Lester Smith. Join me next Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day, from 4:05 until 5 o'clock for WOR Radio's special coverage of the 11th annual Salute to Israel parade. You can buy men's slacks and suits better at Gimbel's because Gimbel's is getting better every day. Now you'll save one-third off the regular price of $18 on double-knit flare slacks, all priced at just $11.99. These easy-care slacks have western pockets, wide belt loops, and come in colors like sky blue, white, camel, navy, and brown. You'll find waist sizes from 32 to 40, in short, medium, or long lengths. And take a look at Gimbel's fabulous suit sale. All suits in the group are just $89. From tailored leisure suits, regularly priced at $125, to vested polyester cotton denim suits, regularly $135. Handsome plaid suits of polyester and wool, with hand-tailored detail work, regularly $125. And special purchase solid suits, made of 100% texturized polyester, all only $89. You can buy better at Gimbel's, because Gimbel's is getting better every day.
We can say one thing for Pietro. At least his heart is in the right place. He realizes that man, and some women, cannot live happily alone. So he has created a companion piece for Miss Masterson. As for distraught Dr. Kellerman, a thing of beauty may be a joy forever, but certainly not in his present state of mind. He is understandably terribly upset and has just hurried to Sheriff Talbot's office.
I just got a telephone call, Sheriff, from Dr. Harvey Murdoch, curator of the Cincinnati Museum. It seems that his assistant, Dr. Arnold Larson, is 2 days overdue from his vacation. He wanted to know if I had any idea where he might be.
Why you?
Oh, yes, I should explain. Larson visited the Menotti Garden about a week ago. He paid a courtesy call at my office. I had him driven out to the garden.
And he didn't come back to Barrettsville?
No. He was spending his vacation backpacking and just wanted to stop off to see the garden. He'd never seen it.
Yeah, well, go on.
I phoned Pietro to tell him to expect Dr. Larson.
And did Pietro see him?
It didn't occur to me to ask him. I took it for granted. Now, good heavens, I hope this is not another missing persons case.
Well, why don't we just drive out to see Pietro?
Dr. Kellerman, Sheriff Talbot, what a surprise.
Sheriff Talbot would like to ask you a few questions, Pietro, about Dr. Larson.
Larson? Oh, yes, Dr. Larson. Yes, from the Cincinnati Museum.
Yeah, was he here the day Dr. Kellerman telephoned you to tell you he was coming?
Of course he came here. He enjoyed the garden very much.
How long was he here?
Well, let me see. He came about 10 o'clock. He spent a long time in the garden, came back to the cottage about 3 o'clock.
And he left then, 3 o'clock?
No, he stayed about 1 hour, had antipasto and wine, we talked. Nice man. He said he had to go. He wanted to get back to the overlook before dawn. Camp there.
Oh, yeah, there is a campsite there.
And that was the last time you saw Dr. Larson?
That is right. Is something wrong? Something happened to Dr. Larson?
He's missing.
He should have been back in Cincinnati 2 days ago.
Well, we better get back to town. Get out an alert to the Ranger Service and the Highway Patrol.
You hear, Dr. Larson? Your Dr. Murdoch did not find you. You stay here with Miss Masterson. Soon they will find the backpack I threw down into the ravine by overlook. They will think you slipped over the rocks and fell into the river. They'll look, but they'll never find you. Never.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman. I'm Shelley Curtis of Arts and Leisure magazine.
So good to see you. Please do have a seat.
Thank you.
I understand you want to do a color photo layout of the garden and the exhibits.
Yes, for publication in about 6 weeks.
Good.
A week before the garden is reopened to the general public.
Oh, splendid. Now, do you have enough background material?
Oh, heavens, yes. Your PR department has flooded me with material. I've got some ideas I'd like to try. I hope they work.
When do you plan to start shooting?
Well, I'd like to do it in 2 sessions. First this morning to study the subjects,
mm-hmm.
get the feel of the place, and do overall shooting, probably until about 4 o'clock.
Right.
Then I'd like another session towards dusk. Sunset with changing colors, golds, reds, and blues as darkness approaches. And finally, under the full moon, those nude granite figures of the fountain glistening wet in the moonlight.
It certainly sounds wonderful. I'll call the caretaker.
I'll drop by tomorrow before I leave.
Oh. Hello?
This is Sheriff Talbot.
I was just about to call you.
I thought you'd want to know. Ranger found Larson's backpack at the foot of a rock slide.
And Larson?
No trace yet. They're searching downriver. I just phoned Dr. Murdoch.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Well, it's too bad, but it could have been worse. At least it wasn't found inside the Minotti Garden. You said you were about to call me, Doc?
Yes, Ben. You still have a highway patrolman on duty near the garden, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Mike calls you. Why?
There'll be a magazine photographer working there. Name's Shelley Curtis. She might be doing some shooting around dusk and moonlight. You might alert Halsey. She might be shooting with flash.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. Thank you.
See you later, Pietro.
Excuse me, Miss Curtis.
Yes?
Before you start, do you mind if I ask a question?
Oh, not at all.
You take pictures for many hours, 100, 200 pictures. Your magazine will print how many?
Oh. 10, 20, maybe 30.
Huh. So much work. What time will you come back?
Sunset is about 8 o'clock. I'll be back by 7.
Well, it gets dark fast. Here, I have an extra key for the gate. It's no good for you to wait outside by yourself in case I'm not here.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Miss Masterson. Look, Dr. Larson. It is me, Pietro, in my skin suit. I look like a statue. Millions of people will see a picture of the three of us together. I'll take you, Miss Masterson, and put you on the hand truck. So, I now take you and I put you with Minotti statues, Miss Masterson. Then I come back for Dr. Larson. Then we wait for Miss Curtis to come back by moonlight to take a picture. I'll show you, Minotti. I'll show the whole world. I, too, am a genius.
Do not move, Miss Masterson. not move, Dr. Larson. She is coming. Do not move. She is not stopping. Miss Curtis.
Who called me? Oh, I could swear something touched me. Who touched me? Oh, Pedro! Pedro!
I leave you for a little while to go see Minotti. I think Miss Curtis has gone to take a picture of Minotti. I must be in the picture with him. Excuse me, please.
This is Halsey, Sheriff. I'm with Miss Curtis at the cottage.
Is he all right?
Pretty shook up.
What'd you think, Halsey?
She insists she's not imagining it. We're walking up to where she says it happened. Have a look around.
All right, keep me posted.
Okay.
Right there. But he's gone. There were three figures. That woman and the man on the ground, and one was standing. One was standing!
Now, don't get excited, Miss Curtis.
But you must believe
me. Sure, I believe you.
There were three.
Take it easy.
What was that? Did you hear it? Yeah. Listen.
Yeah. Oh. From there. Come on, let's go.
Oh.
Yeah, there, I see it.
That's the third figure I saw.
Yeah.
It's climbing that monument. The self-sculpture of Minotti at work.
Come on down. Come on down or I'll shoot.
No. Don't shoot. It's coming down.
Stay right there now. Don't run. I'll shoot. Don't run. Sheriff, this is Halsey. There's something damn queer going on out here. We saw this statue, this man who looked like a statue. I ordered him to stop running, and it didn't. I got off two shots. He got away into the bushes.
Did you hit him?
Well, I don't know.
All right, stay with Miss Curtis. I'll pick up Dr. Kellerman and the search party.
Okay. There's something very odd here. Those two figures on the ground, the woman and the man, I know every statue in the garden. I've never seen these before. Your flashlight, Sheriff, please. Now, these are not Minotti statues. Sheriff, would you mind tapping them with the butt of your pistol?
No.
That's not solid granite.
Hey, it's cracking. Wait a minute, I'll try my knife.
That's plaster of Paris.
Good Lord. Here's your body.
Sheriff Talbot.
Well, what is it, Miss Curtis?
At the fountain. The water in the lower basin. It looks pink.
Blood?
I don't know.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's pink, all right. Could be blood. Dr. Kellerman.
Yes?
How many statues be in that fountain holding up the saucer bowl?
Seven. There are eight. One extra in the center.
Whoever you are in there, come out, or I'll shoot.
No, don't shoot, Sheriff. There's a water valve.
Halsey, shut off the water.
Don't shut off the water. Don't shut off the water.
No, that's the thing. The man, the
Jameson. Kennedy, carry him out of there. Halsey, call the ambulance. Just lay him down here now.
Oh, hey. Dr. Kellerman. Dr. Kellerman.
Who are you?
The skin mask on my face and head. Pull it off.
Yeah, let me do it, Doc. Yeah.
Pietro. Yes, Dr. Kellerman. Pietro Franzoni. And soon when Miss Curtis writes her story, the whole world will know I am just as good as Angelo Menotti was. Yes.
Poor Pietro. At least he was spared the Chinese water torture. He's in the state mental hospital. And poor Miss Curtis, she's going crazy too because she can't remember what she did with her camera and the film she shot. I'll be back shortly. Some people have a talent for doing ordinary things in a special way. So do some cars, like Buick Riviera, a personal luxury car that makes everyday driving not so everyday. Riviera, confident, uninhibited, different. Get inside and feel the road under your wheels in a car that's as special as you.
Living free.
France, where you can see historic chateaus, magnificent cathedrals, great works of art, and other cultural attractions like the Moulin Rouge. On a fly drive tour, you can fly to the French culture the French way on Air France and then drive right up to it. Or you can tour the country in the comfort of the French railroads without cramping your legs or your wallet. You'll spend afternoons lingering over local wine and outdoor cafes, then dance until dawn in exciting French nightclubs. And you'll discover French food and country inns that are both charming and inexpensive. Because culture can be a bargain when the culture's in France. For more information, see your travel agent or write the French Government Tourist Office, Box 477, New York, New York, 111. Here's a timely travel tip. If you drive up to the gate of Menotti Garden and find it still closed to the public, don't fret. Sit back, turn on your radio, and relax with another tale of mystery adventure. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Joan Shea, Joan Arliss, Robert Dryden, and Jim Dukas. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Tonight's WOR Mystery Theater was also brought to you in part by ShopRite Supermarkets, where you get a lot more for a little less. The preceding program was furnished by the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the Chrysler Rebate Headquarters, we're watching more $200 Chrysler Rebate checks coming off the line. Here's one for Bill Stevenson and his 1975 Plymouth Duster. Do you hear that, Bill? Your $200 rebate check from Chrysler is in the mail. You see, with tax rebates on their way, for a limited time only, Chrysler Corporation will mail you a rebate check for $200 if you buy or lease a new Dodge Dart, Plymouth Duster, or Valiant. Now, this offer is limited to retail customers, but you don't have to wait for your tax rebate to get it. So hurry down and make your best deal on cars in stock at your participating Dodge or Chrysler Plymouth dealers. Then watch for a nice big check for $200 coming out to you from here at Chrysler Rebate Headquarters. Okay, here's another stack. This one's for Tom Flaherty and his 1975 Dodge Dart. Hang in there, Tom. Your check for $200 is ready to be mailed. Here's another one for Carol Campbell and her valiant brougham. One for
John. WOR New York, an RKO General Station.
Governor Wallace makes his foreign policy pronouncement. South Vietnam starts to reestablish contact with the outside world. And a New Jersey police chief is up on arson charges. It's 60 degrees in clear mid-Manhattan. The man says fair weather with seasonable temperatures tonight through Saturday. This is John Scott with the 8 o'clock edition of the news featuring the Financial Review. Alabama Governor George Wallace says if he were president, he'd base his foreign policy on the assumption that, in his words, you can't trust a communist. Wallace's comment came in an interview with touring foreign journalists last March. The transcript of the interview was just made public today. South Vietnam's rulers began to reestablish contact with the outside world today, while Cambodia, going it alone, trucked out nearly all remaining foreigners. Saigon Radio, monitored in Bangkok, says the revolutionary government in Saigon held its first news conference since it took over the South Vietnamese capital 8 days ago. Chief of Saigon's military administration, General Tran Van Tra, welcomed foreign journalists. He told them they were witnessing an historic moment, the end of 170 years in which our country did not have independence and freedom. A second group of about 500 foreigners, including four Americans who'd been trapped inside Cambodia, crossed the border into Thailand today, but an unknown number of Westerners, including at least two Americans, are believed still inside the country. The foreigners coming out today said some French citizens remained behind. They presumably could not or did not wish to join the final exodus. The two U.S. nationals inside Cambodia are identified as aviation company employees John Yim and Brian Walsh. The four Americans returning from Cambodia today are newsmen or news photographers. The Appropriations Subcommittee of the House Foreign Operations Committee today trimmed President Ford's $507 million request for Indochina refugees by more than $100 million. The panel approved a $405 million aid package. The subcommittee based the cut on generally providing funds for about 114,000 refugees. The president had requested aid for up to 150,000 refugees. Subcommittee members complained that they have no idea how much money will in fact be needed. They also said they probably will have to make another appropriation when the administration knows exactly how many refugees are involved and the precise cost involved. Senator George McGovern said he's told Premier Fidel Castro that basketball and baseball may help speed up the possible renewal of relations between the United States and Cuba. And McGovern says Castro liked the idea. The South Dakota Democrat is due back in the United States later tonight after winding up a 3-day visit to Cuba. McGovern said he suggested that Castro might want to visit, invite one of the U.S. college teams, such as UCLA or Maryland, to visit Cuba. McGovern thinks it's quite possible that some discussions on the invitations can get underway. The House has rejected a plan that would have let savings and loan institutions offer home mortgages with variable interest rates that would rise or fall during the life of the loan. The House voted 291 to 104 to block the proposal. The plan would have taken effect on May 15th. Labor and consumer groups unanimously oppose the proposal. They claim home buyers could be hoodwinked into signing up for a mortgage which could automatically increase their monthly home payments, but the thrift institutions had said the variable mortgages would end the ruinous peaks and valleys in the housing industry. The House Ways and Means Committee neared the end of energy tax bill decisions today, but delayed the final vote until Monday. The measure would raise federal gasoline taxes and impose a tax on cars getting poor gasoline mileage. Committee Chairman Al Ullman, an Oregon Democrat, told reporters the bill is tough enough to do the job. Ullman said he's satisfied that President Ford can live with the measure, but Representative Barbara Conable, a New York Republican, takes another view. He says the measure isn't tough enough, but he adds it's going to be pretty hard for the American people to live with. Conable believes President Ford will veto the bill as it now stands. Tax rebate checks should be turning up in some taxpayers' mailboxes within the next few days. The checks, designed as an economic stimulant, begin going into the mails this week. An IRS spokesman said almost $14 million in rebate checks are being mailed this week. He said that all of about $78 million in rebates will be sent out by June 15th. Some checks went out yesterday and today, one day ahead of schedule. The WOR News Time, it's now 5 minutes past 8. The Board of Commissioners of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey today approved plans to build a $137 million extension of the Port Authority bus terminal on 41st Street and 8th Avenue. Chairman William Ronan said the modern air-conditioned extension would run along 8th Avenue to 42nd Street and include a new underground approach to the Lincoln Tunnel. Ronan told newsmen that the bus terminal project can help solve many of the admitted problems in the old terminal while making other important contributions to the economy.
The old terminal has, in our judgment, been not satisfactory, and I'm sure the public concurs in that it's had to use it, but it was never designed to carry the 200,000 people a day who currently use it. We expect not only to be able to better provide for that 200,000, but for the anticipated great increase in the number of buses that are going to use this facility. This is, I would say, on behalf of my colleagues here, a very firm step forward in the direction of the commitment of this agency to mass transportation. This facility will reduce air pollution. It has already been approved by the air pollution or environmental people some time back. We do not have to acquire land, fortunately, because the Port Authority did acquire the corner of 42nd Street and 8th Avenue some years ago, back around 1970, I believe. So we are ready to go. This job will be underway, therefore, in September, and it will provide, in addition to all the amenities for the people of New Jersey and New York, at least 500 construction jobs. And in addition to that, of course, the auxiliary jobs that go with it, which are probably at least three times that.
The police chief of a small Morris County, New Jersey town has been indicted on charges he burned his own house to collect insurance on it. Chief Andrew Guglielmini allegedly collected $64,000 on his own home. The Newark school system situation continued unsettled today, and WORZ Nash reports.
The student body of Newark Seaside High School put on a demonstration outside their school. It was a protest against a $14 million slash in the Board of Education budget, which is scheduled to cause the dismissal of almost 900 school personnel, including teachers. Eastside High School's vice principal, Frank Peloso, gave this account of the walkout.
As far as we know, at 12 o'clock this afternoon, the students were informed by the student council representatives that their negotiations with the people downtown fell through, and they walked out of the building. We, in turn, tried to stop the tide, but we were unsuccessful.
Peloso said all of the school's 2,200 students walked out, but there were no incidents, and classes will be back on schedule tomorrow. This is Ed Nash, WOR News.
Coming up, the weather.
Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy for Finnair.
Peter, we've been married so long. Would you like to be single again for a couple of weeks?
Oh, Mary, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. You've spoiled me all these years.
But, Peter, I've been looking over these tour folders, and Finnair now has a singles tour of Scandinavia.
A Finnair singles tour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd know what to do with me. Say, I wonder what it would be like being single again. Where does it go?
Copenhagen, the fjords, Oslo, Stockholm, and, of course, Helsinki.
Well, Finnair's spoiling things for us married people by offering singles tours. Say, Mary, are you sure you won't be just a little bit jealous with all those single ladies on the tour?
No, dear, because while you're seeing Scandinavia, I'll be taking the singles tour to Russia.
Ah, so long, Tavarish.
If you're traveling alone and you're looking for more than the usual in Scandinavia or Russia, ask for something right out of Finnair. It's the start of the finish.
Peter was talking about Finnair's highlights of Scandinavia for singles. If you'd like a free colorful brochure with all the details, write WOR, New York 10018, or see your travel agent. The Weather Watch update, fair weather with near seasonable temperatures tonight through Saturday, overnight lows near 50, daytime highs between 70 and 75. In clear mid-Manhattan, it's 60 degrees, the humidity 40%, the wind southeast at 8 miles an hour, the barometer rising from 30.08 inches. The top stories, Governor Wallace makes his first foreign policy pronouncement, South Vietnam starts to reestablish contact with the outside world. And that's the 8 o'clock edition of the news. This is John Scott reporting. Next news as it happens. Next scheduled news tonight at 9 with Lester Smith over WOR Radio 710, the talk of New York. Now, Barry Farber over WOR New York.